Welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and the title for today's episode is Five of the Best Free Bible Study Tools. We live in a day of staggering privileges. There was a time in the past where the only copy of the scriptures would have been chained to the pulpit in a town's church, and there are places still today where rulers ruthlessly hunt down copies of the Bible to be destroyed. But today, for those of us who live in the English-speaking world, we are infinitely privileged to have such free access to the Word of God. Beyond the accessibility of the Bible itself, however, we also have extraordinary access to powerful Bible study tools, many of which are available to us for free. Here are five of the best free Bible study tools online, or at least five of my own personal favorites that I use all the time. In the course of today's episode, I am going to be referencing how to use certain tools and websites that are available online. And if you want to look at the full text article that I'm referring to be able to see screenshots or to be able to get direct links to those tools, you can visit that article directly by going to freedailybiblestudy.com/Bible Study Tools, all one word. So freedailybiblestudy.com/Bible Study Tools. The first free Bible study tool that I want to talk about today is Blue Letter Bible, which you can access at www.blueletterbible.org. There are several powerful Bible software packages out there that you can spend hundreds or sometimes even thousands of dollars to help you study the Bible in the original language or to do things like parsing verbs or to look up lexicon, which is just a fancy word for dictionary entries, to define the words that are used in the Bible, or maybe just to see cross-references to find other places in the Bible where those exact words are used. You can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on that, but with Blue Letter Bible, you can get 90% of that functionality for free. I use Blue Letter Bible all the time. Every time I prepare to preach a sermon, or every time I am writing something where I need to do some closer exegetical analysis, or sometimes just when I'm curious in my own personal Bible reading about what's happening sort of behind the scenes of the text. So here's how I use Blue Letter Bible. First, right on the homepage, if you go to www.blueletterbible.org, right on that homepage, there's a search bar where you can search the Bible, and you can type in there the exact verse that you want to look up. So once you do that and click search, there's a little magnifying glass icon, you click that. It'll pull up a page with the verses sort of laid on the screen. And if you hover your mouse over an icon on the left side that says Tools, up will pop several options for how to study that verse. One of those is the interlinear option. It's the very top option, interlinear. And when you click interlinear, that will pull up the original language of the verse, whether that's Greek or Hebrew, along with a word-by-word comparison from the original language to how that word is translated into English for that verse. Now, here are two things that you can do that I often do as I'm using Blue Letter Bible. On the right side of that interlinear version, so there are two columns, English as well as the Greek. On the far right side of that, there is a column for parsing to help you parse the verbs. Now, if you know much about the original language, this can be very helpful to find what the verb tense is that you're actually looking at. But most of the time, the better help is to look up the Strong's Concordance ID number. That's going to be right between the English version and the Greek version. If you click the little link to go to the Strong's Concordance ID, this will pull up the page where I use most of the time when I am studying the Bible. Here you can get Vine's expository dictionary entry on the word. You can get an outline of how that word is used in the Bible, because sometimes words are used in slightly different ways in the language. And then if you scroll down to get a deeper definition, you can find a section called Thayer's Greek Lexicon. And from there, that will give you a very, very detailed definition of the word, which will also include information not only about how the word was used only in the Bible, but also how that word was used in literature outside the Bible that was written about the same time that the Bible was written. But my favorite tool of all is the concordance. If you keep scrolling down that page, you're going to see all of the places in the Bible where that same word was used. As you're looking at the concordance, it's really easy to see different textual connections, where sometimes an author might be deliberately referencing another passage of scripture, or sometimes where the same author, for example, John, sometimes he will develop a theme in another book of the Bible that he wrote. So he might use one word in the Gospel of John, for example, the word overcome, where Jesus says, "Take heart, I have overcome the world." Well, in 1 John chapter 5, he talks about the victory that has overcome the world, which is our faith. Well, that's sometimes maybe difficult to see or to realize that those are the same words in the original language, but John is deliberately tying those two ideas, developing the theme of how we overcome this world through our faith in Jesus Christ by using the same word in two passages of scripture. And using a tool like Blue Letter Bible, that's something that you're going to be able to pull up right there. So that's the first tool, Blue Letter Bible, which again, you can access at www.blueletterbible.org. Tool number two, free Bible study tool number two. The second tool I use is called Bible Gateway. One of the best ways to zero in on the meaning of a particularly challenging verse in the Bible is to look at how a variety of different Bible translations ended up phrasing it. I mean, if you think about how Bibles are translated or how the Bible is translated into English, it isn't somebody just sort of sitting down in their basement and knocking out a translation of the Bible. In very few cases does it work like that way. Typically, you're talking about a group of scholars who love the Word of God, who have spent their lifetime studying the Word of God, who get together and debate and discuss and work through an accurate, faithful interpretation of the Bible. So it's very nice. You get a lot of legwork very quickly just by flipping through the various translations of the Bible very quickly to see how different translators phrased certain passages in the Bible. So for example, take 1 John chapter 3, verse 19. In verse 19, John writes, "By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him." That word reassure is translated in lots of different ways in different Bible translations. And it can help you if you flipped through that through the different translations to figure out sort of the sense and the meaning that most Bible scholars think that word means just by looking at different translations. Or sometimes you can go to a paraphrase version like the Living Bible or the Message Bible, which aren't literal word-for-word translations. They're more paraphrasing the verse to try to give you the sense of the passage. Doing something like this is a very handy way to figure out very quickly what the best Bible scholars in the world think might be going on in a particular verse. So Bible Gateway, and you can get there by going to www.biblegateway.com. So that's free Bible study tool number two. Here is free Bible study tool number three, commentaries that you can find on CCEL. I am a huge fan of CCEL. That is the Christian Classics Ethereal Library. This is a website that hosts all kinds of the treasures of Christian literature from years past. From this website, I have read deeply into the works of Augustine, John Calvin, Charles Spurgeon, and many more people through this ministry to preserve these classic Christian works online. If you haven't checked out the website for CCEL, you've got to do so. It's www.ccel.org. My favorite tool on CCEL is the Search Scripture tool. And again, if you go to this article, the full text article that this podcast episode is associated with online at freedailybiblestudy.com/BibleStudyTools, you can get a direct link to pull up that search scripture tool. The search scripture tool on CCEL allows you to search through their vast library of Christian classics written over the last 2,000 years to find all the documents, whether we're talking about sermons or commentaries or whatever else, that contain references to the specific passage of the Bible that you're looking for. So for example, if you go to freedailybiblestudy.com/BibleStudyTools, I have a link where you can find everything on CCEL related to the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 14. And there's a huge list. It has giants of the Christian faith like Athanasius, Augustine, John Chrysostom, John Calvin, Charles Spurgeon, John Wesley, and many more people. You can do that for any passage of scripture that you want to find out more information about. These resources are gold in the heritage of the Christian tradition. They're the works that believers have read for hundreds and thousands of years. They've read them, studied them, and profited from them as they studied the scriptures in the past. So when we read this legacy that these people have left in their writing, we're standing on the shoulders of the giants of the Christian faith who have come before us. CCEL.org, an incredible treasury of Christian resources that's all available to you for free. Next, let's look at free Bible study tool number 4. This is the McShane Bible Reading Plan podcast that's put out by Crossway through the ESV Bible. If you are subscribing to Free Daily Bible Study by podcast, which, you know, if you're getting this because of a subscription that you have already signed up for through iTunes or through your podcast app or whatever, you can also listen to each day's reading in the English Standard Version by podcast as well. So this is the podcast that you would go to listen to the text of Scripture read, and then Free Daily Bible Study, which is this podcast that you're currently listening to right now, is going to provide a daily meditation to go along with that reading. So if you want to listen to two podcasts in a day, your reading and then the meditation to go with it, this is the one you're going to want to sign up for. The ESV actually puts daily podcasts out for many of the various Bible reading plans available, but you can subscribe to the McShane Bible Reading Plan on podcast through iTunes, and you can find that direct link. You can either search for it in iTunes, or you can find the direct link to the iTunes podcast, again, by going to the full text article that's associated with this episode at freedailybiblestudy.com/BibleStudyTools. So that's 4 of our free Bible study tools. Let's go to number 5. Free Bible study tool number 5, free audio directories. So while CCEL stores and houses and hosts these public domain treasures of Christian literature from the past, there are also a few sermon directories that I would want to point you to where you can download sermons, lectures, and even full-blown seminary courses for free on specific books or passages of the Bible. So here are some of my favorite. And again, you can get all these links at freedailybiblestudy.com/BibleStudyTools. So first of all, seminary courses. I've provided links to Covenant Theological Seminary, Westminster Theological Seminary, and Reformed Theological Seminary, all of which include lengthy, several lecture courses by some of the best biblical and theological scholars in the world. And those are available for you to just download and listen to for free. I listened to some of these while I was preparing for my own ordination exams. These are very, very high quality stuff, the same stuff that seminary students are listening to in their classes. You can download them and listen to them right on your smartphone or right on your computer. It's wonderful, wonderful stuff. The other resources, audio resources that I would point you to are sermon directories. There are several websites on the internet where you can search by scripture passage. If you're studying a book of the Bible or you want to know what's going on in a specific passage of the Bible, there are several directories you can go to which will give you information and insight by way of sermons by many different preachers on those passages. So you have these pastors who are laboring to preach faithfully to their own congregations. They record those sermons, and then they make them available through sermon directories. So one of those sermon directories is at the Gospel Coalition. The Gospel Coalition is organized by passage of Scripture, and they have a huge variety of sermons from a very wide variety of really great preachers. This is a great place to find high-quality sermons. Monergism. Monergism includes a huge diversity of resources on all kinds of topics, but they also have links specifically to Old Testament and New Testament sermons, and you can sort that by book of the Bible as well. Another favorite website of mine is Sermon Audio. They have tons of sermons from all kinds of pastors, some of whom are quite famous. For example, I frequently listen to Joel Beakey sermons from here, and others who are absolutely obscure, just people that unless you lived in their town, you probably wouldn't know about these pastors. It's a wonderful way to find godly, faithful preachers who are laboring in the Word of God that you might not otherwise know about. This website, sermonaudio.com, includes lots of helpful tools to search for sermons by Bible passage as well. Also, one of my favorite, if you like John Piper, be sure to go to Desiring God at desiringgod.org. The wealth of John Piper's sermons throughout the years are preserved, and you can download them for free through the Desiring God website. I use this all the time when I'm trying to prepare to preach or want to hear something more about a specific passage. I'll go to Desiring God and download one of his sermons and just listen to it. The other one, and this is a great one that was only recently made available for free, is the MLJ Trust. This is from Martin Lloyd-Jones, who was one of the greatest preachers to ever minister in Great Britain. The MLJ Trust, which owns the copyright to all of his content, they made all of his sermons available for free on this website. So it's a wonderful, wonderful gift that you can get on the MLJ Trust website. You can also, I want to mention, you can find specific resources by Book of the Bible on my own website, the Free Daily Bible Study Resources page. So if you go to freedailybiblestudy.com, right at the top menu of the website, you'll see a menu item for resources. And if you go to that page, you'll get all kinds of resources that are my own personal favorite I've sort of curated, including not only the free stuff I've mentioned here, but also a few books that I specifically recommend on that page. Now, as a bonus resource, we've gone through five of the best Bible study tools online. I'm going to give you a bonus resource, and this is Free Daily Bible Study. If you have not subscribed to Free Daily Bible Study, this is going to be what I hope to be a very helpful Bible study tool. If you go to freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe, you can subscribe right away, and you won't miss a single one of the email meditations that are going to go out. This is going to start January 1st of 2015. So if you're listening to this after this, go to freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe, and you can start listening wherever we are in the time period. And maybe you have to catch up through going back through the blog a little bit. But these are going to be a series of short meditations every day that are written to go along with the McShane Bible Reading Plan. I talked about this a little bit earlier. A lot of people I have found absolutely want to read through the Bible, but this can be such a challenging process if you're trying to do it alone or you don't have much help. So Free Daily Bible Study is my effort to help people read the Scriptures and to understand each passage in its context within the broader unfolding story of the Bible. And especially, I want to help people see how each passage in the Bible anticipates or announces the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you haven't already, either subscribe to this podcast or go to freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe to get everything by email. And again, if you're on the email list, you're also going to receive some other promotions and stuff that I'm going to be making you aware of as time goes on. So freedailybiblestudy.com/podcast. Well, thanks for listening today. Again, freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe, or you can also get the full text for today's episode with links and also screenshots for how to use some of these tools at freedailybiblestudy.com/Bible Study Tools, all one word. Thanks for listening. My name is Jacob Gerber, and you're listening to Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. We'll look forward to spending time studying God's Word again with you soon.